It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to the Verizon Mets postgame show. It's time for the highlight show, sponsored by Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula. It works fast and you won't stink. Search for a full line of Blue Emu pain relief products on Amazon today. Game 2 of a 3-game series, Mets and Colorado Rockies. Christian Scott and Ryan Feltner, the pitching matchup this afternoon. Dominant pitching in the first. Christian Scott struck out a pair and Ryan Feltner struck out the side for a scoreless inning. In the second, Scott allowed an infield single to Brenton Doyle, but faced the minimum thanks to Luis Torrens, who nabbed Doyle attempting to steal second base for a scoreless top of the second inning. Then in the bottom half, Pete Alonso led off the inning with a base hit. Feltner lost his command from there. He walked 2 of the next 3 batters, DJ Stewart and Ben Gamble. They each reached, which loaded the bases for Luis Torrens.
The 1-1 hit on the ground to second could be 2. Rogers bobbles and throws the ball away, looking for a force. Alonso is in. Stewart is in. Going to third and stopping there is Gamble. And Torrens gets to second as the Mets get an absolute gift. 2 runs. It could be 2 errors conceivably on Brendan Rodgers. And the Mets have a 2-0 lead over the Rockies here in the last of the second inning.
Yeah, scored a fielder's choice and an RBI and an error, but off the box score, it would have been an inning-ending double play that was botched. Mets had a 2-0 lead, runners at second and third, and Jeff McNeil next for New York.
The 1-1, McNeil lines one in the air towards right center, cave over, won't get it. It's going to the wall, and that's going to bring home 2. Gamble is in. Torrens right behind him scores standing. And on at second with a double and 2 runs batted in is Jeff McNeil, and the Mets have a 4-0 lead here in the second inning.
And Jeff McNeil provided the Mets with our insurance run of the game presented by NJM Insurance. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. 2-run double for Jeff McNeil and a 4 spot for the Mets. They'd settle for that. Francisco Lindor did walk to put 2 on, but Brandon Nimmo and J.D. Martinez could not add on. 4-0 Mets after 2. Top of the third, Jake Cave led off for Colorado.
Payoff pitch. Hammered in the air down the left field line. Long run for Gamble to the corner. He looks up. This one is off the top of the wall. It should be gone. It is a home run for Jake Cave, who was retreating back to first, but now gets the signal from the umpires that it did hit that black above the padded wall and left, above the blue and then the orange, and then ricocheted back on the field. So it was confusing, but Cave does homer to left, and the Rockies are on the board. The Met lead is now 4-1.
And that would be it for Colorado in the third, despite a one-out double by Sam Hilliard. Scott stranded Hilliard at third to limit the damage to just 1. Feltner struck out 3 over 4 batters in the bottom of the third, thanks to a strikeout and an error by Elias Diaz for a scoreless bottom of the third inning. Colorado kept the pressure on against Christian Scott in the top of the fourth. Ryan McMahon led off the inning with a double. Scott would keep him there for the time being over the next 2 batters. Elias Diaz struck out and Brenton Doyle grounded out. With Brendan Rodgers up, Scott hit him. That put a pair on with 2 outs for Jake Cave.
2-on, 2-out, 3-2 on Cave. Scott deals. Breaking ball, got him swinging, high slider. Nice comeback from Christian Scott, who's fired up. Now the Rockies looked like they were getting something started with a leadoff double, but in the inning, no runs a hit, no errors, 2 left.
So Scott stranded a pair, and the 4-1 Mets lead was intact. In the bottom of the fourth, the Mets were gifted 2 base runners that chased Ryan Feltner from the game. His walk count up to 5, but Black called on Justin Lawrence. He got the job done. J.D. Martinez grounded out to end the inning. In the top of the fifth, the Rockies continued to chip away. A 1-out single by Sam Hilliard flipped the order for Charlie Blackmon.
2-0 to Blackman. Now the pitch. Swinging a high fly ball. Well hit to right field. Stewart going back. This ball's going to go, and it is gone into the upper deck in right field, the Coca-Cola corner. Charlie Blackman has homered for the second consecutive game. A two-run homer, his sixth home run of the year, and the Mets lead, which was at 1.4-0, is now 4-3.
A second straight game into the Coca-Cola corner for Charlie Blackman and a one-run game. Trouble continued for Christian Scott. Ezekiel Tovar followed with a double to put the tying run on. Scott would face one more batter. He walked Ryan McMahon. His afternoon was done. Jose Buteau took over for the Mets. He faced Elias Diaz, who grounded into the classic 3-6-1 double play. Buteau out of the jam and our save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Justin Lawrence allowed an infield single, but nothing else in the bottom of the fifth inning for Colorado. On to the sixth, Jose Buteau returned, and he struck out the side in order for a scoreless inning. Bottom of the sixth inning for Colorado, Tyler Kinley took over. He was greeted by Luis Torrens, who doubled to left center. Jeff McNeil then bounced out to first to advance Torrens to third with one away. Mets could not tack on, though. Francisco Lindor with the infield in, grounded out back to the mound for the second out. And then Brandon Nimmo went down on strikes to end the sixth inning. The impressive run of Jose Buteau continued in the top of the seventh inning, back for his second full inning of work. Michael Tolia flied out to right field. Buteau then struck out Sam Hilliard for the second out and Charlie Blackman for the final out. In cruise control after that strikeout of Blackman, 2 2/3 scoreless for Jose Buteau. Bottom of the seventh inning, Mets leading 4-3. They went down in order in the home half of the seventh. Buteau returned with the one-run lead in the eighth. He allowed a leadoff single to Ezekiel Tovar, then walked Ryan McMahon. Buteau was done. Daniel Nunez took over with runners at first and second and nobody out. Once again, Elias Diaz was on, and he bounced again into a 4-6-3 double play. Second time that a Mets reliever had taken over the game with runners on and Diaz up both times. Double play balls for the first two outs of the inning. Tying run now at third base. Brenton Doyle up. Diaz popped him out to Strand Tovar over at third for a scoreless eighth inning. Bottom half of the eighth, the Mets' relentless offensive attack continued with one out in the inning. Ben Gamel walked. Luis Torrens was hit by a pitch to put runners at first and second. A wild pitch moved them both into scoring position. Jeff McNeil up with two on and one out. He popped out for the second out of the inning. Fortunately for the Mets, two outs and two on. Order flipped for Francisco Lindor.
Bills 2-1. A high fly ball to straightaway center. Back goes Doyle onto the track at the wall. Gone! A three-run homer for Francisco Lindor. And the Mets open up a 7-3 lead. Well, they would have gladly taken one insurance run. They wind up getting three. For Lindor, his 17th home run of the year.
And that was our Smash of the Game, presented by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. It was also the only home run hit by the Mets today. Remember, for every home run hit by the Mets this season, a donation is made to an undergraduate student at the College of New Jersey, the number one public college from Maine to Maryland. 7-3 Mets lead on to the bottom of the ninth. Daniel Nunez took over with the four-run lead in line for his first big league save, and he came out firing. He struck out Brendan Rodgers and Jake Cave for the first two outs of the inning, two outs and nobody on, and the last chance for Colorado was Michael Tolia.
Now Nunez ready. 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Put it in the books. He got him with a slider. Then Neil Nunez will pick up his first major league save. The Mets roll to their fifth consecutive win as they move four games over the 500 mark, making it two in a row over the Colorado Rockies here at Citi Field. Brilliant relief pitching today by Buteau and Nunez, who strikes out the side in the ninth.
Yeah, 4 2/3 scoreless relief for Jose Buteau and Daniel Nunez in the win. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.